banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Pudding.
But I'm hungry now. Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Pudding.
Hello there, Patreon subscribers. Just want to say thank you for your money again. Oh my God. Thank you for your money so much. I could burst. Stop eating the pudding. It hasn't been released. Wait, you haven't been introduced yet. Welcome to Good Pud. I'm your host, Henry Zabrowski. Here at Good Pud, we feature Good Pud, but even better conversation. And today's guest, I'm not going to torture my guests like I normally do, because normally it's my sister. And she deserves it. She deserves whatever she gets, because I had to work harder than her earlier. And I know that her as a girl, she's lived a deeper, harder life. I know that from my current guest, who's told me several times that women live dangerous lives. This is true. This is true. You haven't been introduced yet. But I'm not going to torture her any longer. My guest is my beautiful wife, Natalie Jean.
Beautiful, tortured wife.
Do you feel tortured?
No, I just, I think that's what you just said.
Did you buy beautiful?
Told you about how hard my life was.
No, I'm just saying women lead harder lives and have led harder lives in the past because people are always grabbing at your lumps. People are always thinking you're a witch. And yeah. I keep saying this, it's because of the eggs, or it's because of the thought of eggs.
I think it is the thought of eggs. I don't mind being called a witch. But thank you for acknowledging that our lumps get grabbed on a lot.
I was joking because we have people working around our home today. And I was joking how back in the 80s, if this was like a movie, when Natalie would left the house, it'd be like, Mrs. Z. But things have thankfully changed.
Yeah, especially one of my favorite movies, Poltergeist. There's a scene right at the beginning where the workers are accosting a teenage girl and everybody in the family's going, oh, isn't that funny? It's quirky. Oh, she's giving him the finger. So I'm glad that we don't have to do that anymore.
We don't, but wouldn't the attention be nice? I just like some. I wish they'd whistle at me once, because of the check.
Men definitely whistle at you.
Yeah, baby.
Don't you think people would pay for your panties?
I mean, straight up, they could just have my panties. If they can find them.
Don't just give them out.
They could rub them all over. I don't care. I don't care what the hell they do. If they want to get my shit flakes, there's a lot of people who want them. I do understand. But mostly, it's people within the KGB. In order to unlock our put, normally what we like to do is I ask some preliminary questions, some trivia questions, to see if that you would, if you can surmount the challenge. So you can get to the pud. Now, today's pud's special because it's handmade by me.
I know. So nice.
I milked the pudding yak.
Oh, this is yak's pudding?
This is straight from the breast of the pudding yak. I tugged and 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 I went,
I wondered why you purchased that yak that's in our yard.
I didn't ask your permission.
You didn't.
I didn't ask your permission, but normally what I like to do is I like to ask questions about a thing that I think that you know about. But today, I'm just curious what you know about my acting career. And I wanted to ask some questions to see if you can answer some of these.
Okay.
And let me know if you know them, and then we can unlock the put.
Okay. No, okay. Bring it on.
So in 2013, I was in a Comedy Central digital cartoon called Insecurity, and I played the character of Roger. I've played several Rogers. Dalton. Or Elmer.
Elmer.
How did you know?
Because you looked at the screen.
I'm going to do a different one.
You said you were looking at me through all of it, then you glanced at the screen for the last one.
Okay, let's see if there's another good one. I was in a film called White Irish Drinkers in 2010, directed by John Gray, who played the mother in White Irish Drinkers. Was it Susan Sarandon? Was it Glenda Hamilton? Was it Susan Summers? Or was
Suzanne Summers?
Is it Suzanne? That's how she's spelling her name now?
It could be Susan Summers.
I don't know.
I don't know a Susan, but...
Or was it Karen Allen?
I don't know if Karen Allen's a fake name or not, so I'm just going to go with Susan Sarandon.
It was Karen Allen.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to Karen Allen.
Karen Allen
was
in many films, not just the ones I was in. She was the Indiana Jones. She is Marion from Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She was lovely to work with as well.
That's fucking awesome. I didn't know you did a movie with her.
I was there only a couple of days.
Was she nice to you?
She was nice.
That's all you can ask.
That's
all
you can ask. Because a lot of times they just turn into scary. They're just scary. Because some of the olders, when they get to it, when an actor turns at a certain level, they become very scary.
I think it also can just be at any age, really. It depends
Never
on how long you've had a career. If you've had a career long enough, you can just become a ghoul.
Never trust an actor.
Can I have pudding yet?
No, you can't. Yeah, we have to get one more. Let me see if I can get one more.
I'm just hungry.
Dirty Grandpa. Mm-hmm. Everybody's favorite Zac Efron, Robert De Niro vehicle. Featured Henry Zebrowski playing a plumber, paying a aerobics instructor, or playing a police officer.
I know this because I helped you edit your reel together.
See?
The police officer.
And you remembered.
Yep.
All right, you've unlocked the pud.
Yes.
All right, so the thing is, I want to describe it first. It's pistachio from, get this, Jell-O pudding. And now I haven't ground up any sleeping pills in this, so it's not the Bill Cosby special. Because you frown when you sleep.
I know. I don't know why. I'm not sad.
I notice that sometimes. I look at you when you sleep and you have your sleep mask on and your sleep mask says like, good night, sweet dreams. Like it says all nice, but you're frowning.
Yeah, I wake up frowning and I'm not sad. I don't know why. I don't know why that is.
Sometimes you sleep very sensuously.
What's that mean?
Sometimes it's nice to see how you sleep.
I'll try to sleep more sensually.
I have to have it.
All the time.
So first thing I'm going to say is that the color of this pudding is very green.
It is. I don't think it's a natural green.
I mean, there's something. It got to this color. And there's, you'll see, look, they're little surprise chunks. So let's try this. Okay. I'll tell you what. It tastes like pistachios, but pistachios, like the way pistachios are fake.
Yeah, it tastes like how strawberries flavored things don't taste like strawberries.
Ooh, you get the pistachio flex in it.
There are nuts in it, yeah. It's not bad. It probably has gelatin in it, huh?
I don't know if it's got horse hoof in it.
I don't usually... But you know what? I'm hungry.
You said, whip up the pudding.
Oh, I know.
You said, I can't see him.
I was thinking about it.
You won't show him to me until I made the pudding.
My breasts? I'd never. I think that you said that to yourself to motivate yourself to make it.
That's what how I have to do it. It's always, will I or won't I see him today? Oh. Will my behavior affect me seeing him today? And that's my main... I
try to not put my breasts on a pedestal for you.
They should be.
Oh, they should be.
I mean, honestly, they are. At your height, I could put them on a little pedestal. This is inappropriate. See, I can speak like this because you're my wife.
Mm-hmm, legally.
I can say this to you. If I just met Barbara Bush's fucking skeleton... I couldn't talk to her skeleton about how great her breasts are.
I would love if you would go to her grave and do it and see if her ghost would show up, because that'd be awesome.
She's probably like, thank you for the attention. But then, because who knows? Because I don't know, because I think that she might have had her hands full with old David Copperfield, her husband. This guy.
I don't know. I think he was all talk.
I don't know. David Copperfield.
Wendy, do you want a lick? Here.
No, don't. You're giving it to Wendy. Wendy didn't answer any trivia questions. Now Wendy's is eating it on camera. Let me try another one of these.
I don't know if you could hear that.
No worries about it.
It's pretty cute, though.
Is that?
It's better than the diet pudding.
Yeah. Well, anything is, really.
Gee, as a kid,
oh, we used to gather around. When my mother, my sainted mother, when she used to make so much pudding, she used to make like a bucket of pudding.
You said sainted like she's passed away, but she's alive.
No, she is still very alive. You even try to test her pulse. You know for a fact. I just deleted all of my research for the week. I just accidentally closed out the browser that had all of my research for the week as I was speaking.
Well, we're getting this excellent good put episode out of it, so it's all
I mean, I guess
it.
We are. I don't know. I can't believe this.
Well.
All of my research. I saved it. You know what's nice? Oh, man. It's just the. I just went through a descent. I went through a descent down into the depths of my mind.
But now
I'm just looking at a headshot of me, and I don't want to look at this
anymore. I like that it happens on record so that you can't get very angry.
Why would I get angry?
You don't get angry at me.
No, I love you.
Sometimes you get angry.
When do I get angry? When would I be upset? It's fine. My blood pressure isn't 210 over 105. You know what I mean? God knows where it's at now.
Have you tried eating more pudding?
I mean, if you do look on several of my wellness blogs that I cover, a lot of them talk about the recuperative powers of put and how if you just let it, what I heard is really important is that you put it in your mouth, you put it in your mouth and you just really let it become what it used to be. It becomes so much more of a liquid, like a weird little liquid. Like you're just like, it doesn't taste like anything, you know? But when you get to that level of the pudding inside of you, what happens is that inflammation first rises, but then falls. Blood pressure stays exactly the same.
Yeah.
Salts stay exactly the same.
I don't think that's true.
Cholesterol, it can get bigger.
Yeah, I think so.
But when it comes down to my mental health, is it more important for me to have a bunch of mouth full of pudding soup versus not?
Mental health will help your blood pressure.
That's what all these fucking pieces of shit always say.
No,
everybody always says your mental health will help your physical health.
You're getting riled up about blood pressure.
No, I mean, they just keep telling me it's too high. And you're like, well, why didn't you fucking call somebody about it? My blood pressure's too high. Why don't you bring me your supervisor and we will speak with your supervisor about how high my blood pressure is.
Yeah.
And then the doctor's like, I'm the doctor. There's no one above me, really. There's the director of the hospital, but he doesn't come into a room just to see you and being like, I have removed my clothes in order for you to test my blood pressure. I want to say intimately. Because I don't think they're supposed to put a finger up your butt to test your blood pressure. Because what he told me is that he said the way he's been tested is he puts his finger up my butt and then he sees that how hard it is for him to pull it out.
I don't know how you find so many doctors who want to stick their fingers in your butt.
They're everywhere.
They really are.
They're everywhere. They're on every corner.
Yep.
A lot of them on Hollywood Boulevard down there. They always, I think they share the same lab coat. Because it's getting dirty.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't go down there to look for doctors.
I mean, what am I going to do in this economy? COVID? Oh, with COVID everywhere, what am I supposed to do?
Definitely go to the streets and look for a man sitting
outside.
COVID's
not on the street. COVID's not on the street. COVID's where the doctor is.
Yeah, you're right. You know what?
I read a whole thing about how people have been so afraid about how COVID getting on your shoes. And putting it all over the house. And that the WHO had to go ahead and say straight up.
I don't think that's real.
That's what I'm saying. The fucking World Health Organization had to say specifically, COVID doesn't travel on shoes.
I just saw an article that had to tell people to stop wiping down their mail.
Stop washing your mail. You're right. But you don't need to start washing your neighbor.
Oh, is that what they said?
I think a big thing that's what we realize about COVID-19 is how dirty people are. and how we've had to teach people how to wash their hands. That's what I think is important. The part of the PSYOP part of COVID-19 is that it's about teaching us to wash our hands. But I think that we should extend it to wash your neighbor's hands.
Doesn't that eliminate the social distancing? Or should we use like a stick, like with a scrub brush on the end of it? Oh, just use a hose.
Big old fire hose.
Okay.
Stick it in people's living rooms. Break in. Dress up as a FedEx employee, like the guy who killed that judge.
No, don't do that.
But dress up as a FedEx employee with a bunch of extra hose. Yeah.
With just the front of the hose in the box with the hose trailing behind you.
Don't even touch it. Don't touch the doorbell. Just go ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Package is here. Package is here. Outside of the building. And then wash the whole family.
Yeah, just like most FedEx people that we have at our house who go, your package is here.
Package here. But I always invite them in. I love inviting you know, my new favorite thing, because we work from home all the time, you know. I love offering the mailman, UPS drivers, and everybody beers to leave with.
You do that.
And they take them a lot.
Do they?
I've had several delivery men just take them.
I'm glad. I hope that they enjoy it on their ride home.
I mean, honestly, they talk about high blood pressure. That's a thing that no one really talks about high blood pressure, is that how much would be solved if we were allowed to have like just one beer while we were driving around in traffic.
Yeah, I know. I agree. If everybody was on the baseline of one beer, we'd all be driving equally the same level of intoxicated.
And I'm including the cops.
I don't think you have. I think they already do quite frequently.
I feel like they'd be. I guess no. Beer really sometimes can make some people pretty aggressive.
Yeah. No, it doesn't mellow out most people.
You know what it is about eating pudding in the middle of the day?
What?
Is that like my body's always, like every time I eat it, I love pudding. Right? That's why we started the show. Because of my ever-loving need and desire for pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically that Magnolia banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat any of that?
I'm not a big banana person, you know that.
How are we making it?
I don't know.
How are we still in love?
I don't know, babe.
I know it's because you got a rockin' body and you have a sparkling mind.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I'm in love with you.
But you did ask me early on if I liked bananas. So it's on you. It's not like I hid that information from
you. I knew that was a part of this. And that I would never be able to... We were never going to Lady and the Tramp a banana together, which was technically on my bucket list.
If it was on your bucket list, I'll do it. But I'll probably gag. Just so you know.
You don't like bananas that much.
I don't like the texture. I don't mind the flavor.
How are you
it.
Eating this pud? Because this pud is just a step below of solidity between a banana.
Because the banana has surprise slimes in it. It's not one consistent texture. Sometimes you just come across some slimy stuff in it.
Sometimes surprise slimes is just what comes out of having a good time.
I don't want a surprise slime. I'd like a planned out one.
It's good to plan it out. I know that now. First, I was saying about eating a pudding. It's just so artificial tasting. Because when you really...
Well, I think mostly it's not food.
When you are trying to like aerate it. Because like that's how they do with... Wendy doesn't get... She doesn't like that noise.
Mm-mm.
Audience loves it, though.
She's pretty sad about it.
When you try to get it aerated in there, it's very, like, I don't know how to describe it. It tastes green.
It does taste green. Yes.
That's the main flavor note, I would say, is food coloring green.
Yeah, like, there's a distinct taste to red dye. And I think green also has a distinct taste.
I remember that for years.
It's a little bit like oxidization.
Oxidization. And I honestly have like a chill. I just got a chill. Is it a ghost walking around?
It tastes kind of like pennies.
It tastes a lot like pennies. That's blood.
That's blood.
I'm bleeding from my throat. But every time, because even now, I feel ill.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, pudding,
no,
let's get the pudding in.
No, pudding.
You were dancing sensually in the other room, just writhing, saying pudding.
Again, I think this is a motivation for you to get the episode done.
It is. But every time I eat it, I get sick. Except for the, I mean, the banana pudding, I knew I was going to get sick because, you know, if I have a certain level of milk, I get sick.
But yeah, you drink it every day.
I use it on my cereal. I got to have my adult cereals.
Yeah.
I like adult cereals.
Like ones that look like little penises.
I know, not NC-17. Yeah, I don't even think you could show cock on NC-17. They only just started showing cock. That American, when we saw that, it's a little bit, I didn't finish all that American God show, but that's the most erect cock I've seen on a normal television show.
We just saw something else with a penis in it. They're getting in there now.
I don't mind a penis. We got, what's his butt? There was in the movie I was watching last night, A Field in England has got a big old, like, weird circumcised penis in it.
Yeah, something else we were just watching had a nice little flaccid one. A
little flicky, flicky, flicky in there. And I, you know, good on now. Good on ya.
Yeah.
I feel
gotta
bad.
Gotta even it out.
I don't feel good.
Well, I, you know, we gotta try to get pudding that's like fresh, maybe.
You know. Because that banana pudding was so good. I still think about that banana pudding for me because it had the Nillas in there. The Nilla wafers.
Which I like that part of it. I like the Nilla wafers. But then they've got the little chunks of surprise bananas.
I'm just forced to eat this. I want you to make sure you're getting enough pudding content.
Oh, God, you're spitting it all over
me. I got pudding
me.
All over my desk. What the audience can't see is that I'm on my desk. I'm at my desk, and Natalie's across the desk like we're at a job interview.
It's true.
And in order for me to reach my microphone, I have to make my seat very tall.
Well, it does. You do are doing the art of the deal thing where you're
I'm
way
taller.
Above me.
Yeah, I'm taller than you. So I appear to be a man of power.
But you're also spitting pudding on me, so I don't know what the, if maybe that is a power move.
Maybe this is how I need to get new employees for LPM.
Just being a bowl of pudding in front of them?
If they can sit, if I'm actively eating a bowl of pudding while they're there waiting for the application to get filled out, because I'll have the secretary sitting next to them filling out their own application for them.
Huh.
And when they're sitting there, and if I can get flecks of pudding all over them, and they don't move to wipe it, because they know that's insulting.
Yeah.
You ever been that? You ever been in that conversation when you're in close conversation with somebody and you watch a piece of a chunk, like it's either like a solid piece of saliva or it's food that they had, and you watch it like jump
ew.
From their face like up to like onto your face, and you see it, and you see the other person clock you see in it. Ugh. I always pretend like it doesn't happen.
I don't know if one's ever hit my face before.
All the time. You just start, you're not really looking. What I like to maybe sometimes do, it's fun to catch it with your mouth.
Ew.
And you just be like, we are friends now. We're friends.
Now I can't eat any more of this pudding.
I gave you so much of it.
I don't think I can do it.
You wanted the pudding.
I know, I'm very hungry.
Eat more pudding. There's nuts in it. That's protein.
I'll try.
The nuts are a weird taste. You know why the nuts are weird? Because it's just tiny. It's like inconvenient flecks of nut.
I like the nuts, though.
But I like bigger whole nuts.
Oh, sure. I'd like bigger pieces.
Because there's like a...
Yeah, I think there's only... There's like one pistachio per serving.
I have like a shell casing of a pistachio on the very back of my tongue.
Oh.
That is making all of the things of a podcast... Like, extremely difficult.
From this pudding?
Yes.
They're so tiny.
I didn't eat a pre-pudding.
I mean, I would have... I eat pistachios.
Yeah, I like pistachios. We ain't got none in the house, though.
Oh.
Our nut gator is empty.
I know. He is naked.
We have a gator. Explain. Explain.
It's a random, like a Pier 1 kind of... table tchotchke where it's a gator with his back curved into a bowl shape, and we put nuts in him, and then Jackie started calling it our nut gator.
It is.
And he is. He's mostly we do pistachios. That is a fact.
We like pistachios.
I do. I like to open a shell up.
I like to crush. You know what I wish we could do?
What?
Is get a walnut crusher and crush a bunch of walnuts.
I'm pretty sure we have a walnut crusher.
Huh. Where?
I think in one of the, well, we did it the other place.
Hmm. I might have thrown it at one of the movers, or I might have given it as a gift.
I'll get you a nutcracker this year, and then we can do the nutcracker with it.
Do they make new cool nutcrackers?
Oh, yeah, they make nutcrackers.
Because I went to Holden McNeely's home in North Carolina, and he, God, what a horrible existence he must have been a part of as a horrible little teenager. But his parents every year get him a nutcracker. I mean, how old's fucking Holden? 37 years old?
Yeah, somewhere on there.
The childhood room has not changed once. And it's just filled with horrible nutcrackers that they get him every year.
It's kind of nice, though, that they sort of created a mausoleum for him. Because my family, the second I left home, eliminated my existence from
mine
the house.
Mine too. Yeah, they just turned into a guest room
yeah.
immediately,
my
even though they never
gone.
Had guests. They don't have guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they removed everything. Well, it's because it's good. It helps us move on, you see. It helps us move on.
Oh, yeah.
Now Holden's room is completely available for if everything, like once Lexi leaves him and everything dries up, he could go in that room and just pow, 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 just blow his brains over all those nutcrackers.
Or he can eat nuts all the time and feel...
Get real big.
Full, yeah, well, no, full of amino acids and get healthy.
But it's, again, bad for your cholesterol.
Not if you're... I mean, you'd have to eat upwards of 1,000 nuts for it to be bad for your cholesterol.
I mean, it take a lot of nuts for me to get full. I feel like I have to eat more of this because of this show. Because you know what I don't... You know what it is about it? It's been so long since I've had Jell-O pudding, just straight up from the box.
Uh-huh. I wish we had pudding pops. Those were good.
Everything's changed since the Cosby trial.
I think that they were already gone before then.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, you might have been. You remember when I remember... You know what I... That's a good thing to talk about.
It's all in your mustache.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like snotty. I'm having a whole reaction.
No.
I'm having a whole reaction. I don't know
what's
going on here. I've had allergies. I've been having allergy attacks all morning. I don't know what's going on.
She's got fluids coming out everywhere.
Okay. As the pudding is warming up, you notice that it's losing all pistachio flavor, right?
Yeah, as it gets warmer, it's like also losing shape.
It's got a film on it. It looks like a moving wax. Honestly, if I was a high, it'd be cool to look at.
Yeah, it's a pretty color green. I would paint a room this color.
You like very alternative colors. We are in the middle of now trying to figure out what our home is going to look like. And I am way much like, my mind is, Natalie, you have the keys. You're the first person to ever tell me to buy furniture because when we met, I had a love seat. I had a 70-inch television. No, this was before I even had the big television. I had a normal and a bed. And you walked in, and you were like, if you only had things. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm made out of money all day. Like, I'm going to do it. And you're like, you can own furniture.
You could. You were lamenting about not having a couch. And I just remember thinking, and then saying to you, you are currently on 2 network television shows, and if you cannot afford a couch, we are all fucked, all of us.
I just didn't spend money for years. I didn't have any clue. I didn't want to spend money because I'm one of those people that every single job I had, that's the last money I'll ever make.
I get it.
But you taught me to spend money. And you helped
wow.
me. You helped me.
I'm so glad.
It was really nice. Well, it's mostly because you have to keep a hot woman in your life.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I needed you to get me bangles.
No, you were never like that. You're not like that. But definitely having things like a table, like, helped you view me as an adult man.
But doesn't it make your life better, too?
You did everything. It made it all better.
When you just are able to, like, put something down on it.
You involvement in my life made it all better.
Aw, thanks, honey.
Every bit of my life is better because you came into it.
Well, mine too.
But now I have shoes. And you helped me understand that it's okay for me to purchase shoes.
It is okay.
But no, so back to this. So I now trust Natalie to just, I mean, like, you decorate the home. You just, I mean, we'll confer. But stuff
sure.
like you got all of these swatches for curtains in the mail. And then you're like, choose one. Choose these. And I was like, yes.
Well, sometimes it's hit or miss with you because you do enjoy fashion and aesthetic.
Was that
and
a pudding burp?
It was.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I'm really honestly struggling. And I haven't eaten that much. I think this might have extra horse hoof.
Oh no!
It's fine. It could be. They could have all been fucking horses that sexually assaulted other horses. Who knows? It could have been a bunch of prison horses.
They all assault each other, but I'm still sad. I'm sorry, horses. I don't usually.
We'll light a candle later.
Oh, I will.
Which is funny because I will eat a dolphin. Like if you told me that, I'd stick a hood, I'd stick a hook in a dolphin's brain, and I'd eat its meat just to see what it tasted like. But I won't kill a spider.
I feel like that's not true. You're very compassionate to animals. I don't think you bust this. I gotta tell you the truth. I think Satanists are very attuned with nature.
We can be, but also we believe that sometimes you have to. The meek do not inherit the earth.
Sure. But also, if you destroy a lot of innocent things, it will come back to you.
That's the truth, is that you have to watch your territory and take care of your territory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back to now, so speaking of swatches, I'm looking at all these swatches, and she's
but
like...
But sometimes you're into it. Sometimes you do like to like pick furniture and shit.
Well, it depends on the furniture. Like, we're still shopping for a toilet.
Well, yeah, I'm leaving the toilet up to you.
Every time I see a toilet in a store, I rub my face on it, I look at it, I put my butt around it.
You do.
I test the hand. It's important to test the handle real hard. Let's see how much vigor it can take. Because you know how many times, because I hate the whoosh, 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 when the toilet's just running.
It's also wasteful.
Yeah. But you know,
can't use it too much water because we don't need to.
But what about the toilet I saw with the 7 billion ball capacity? That's like, do you have an idea?
That's like a Tim the Toolman Taylor toilet.
I love a toilet with a big wide throat.
Yeah, I mean, that is like more power toilet.
That I don't mind. But otherwise, I'd normally trust you to choose ever the aesthetic. But Natalie likes wild.
I'm not choosing a toilet.
You like wild colors.
Yeah.
So it's now kind of finding this balance. Because now I am, since moving, my thing is, I'd almost have no furniture again because I love all the, I like having space.
Yeah, of course.
And it's nice to move into a new place and then you have all this space and then you forget because then you fast forward 5 years and then it's just going to be filled with
a carousel horse?
Like, are we going to have one of those?
See, I think we'd be more worried about not having enough practical furniture, but collecting carousel horses and arcade machines because that is something both of us would have a problem with.
We need a mentor. Like an adult mentor. I don't know what an adult home looks like.
I don't fucking care. We're going to make it cool in our way. But I also agree. I like the open space.
I like the open space. But because the only homes I know of are my mother's home, right? Like that stuff where it's...
Tchotchkes.
I know that. Yes. Country cabin. Tchotchkes to the point where you can hear your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one of those signs being like, I'll take a mocha Valium latte, please. Like, that's what I view like a traditional home looks like.
Right.
And we're trying to reinvent traditional, which is why I really appreciate that you put the two booby holes in the closet that you could just stick the boobies through. And then every once in a while, I just look and see.
I don't think that those holes were put there by me, nor are those my breasts. So I'm not sure.
Well, I better get them out of there.
Yeah, I don't know who you're looking at.
You never see glory holes, but just for boobs.
That's because women are just desperately trying to get you to stop touching them.
I'm saying you should pay for a ticket.
Men are sticking the dick in there because they're going, please touch my penis. Please, please, please.
And it can be anybody on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's always Bill Nye.
No.
Yeah, Bill Nye the Glory Hole guy. That is his nickname.
If he's
in
with
circles.
Consenting adults, I think that's great.
No, I hope Bill Nye uses it. And I know from experience and from what other people said that Bill Nye's great at him.
Mm-hmm.
And good for him.
And
God bless
really
him.
And he's really good at science.
He's good at science and he loves whatever dick comes through a hole at him. And he bats at it like a cat with a cat toy. He loves it. He loves to celebrate it.
I celebrate his joy.
You should be allowed to do that. COVID-19. Coronavirus.
No.
You should be able to go out there and you suck dick through that hole because then nobody's coughing on you. But the thing is that won't the penis do the ultimate cough on you?
I don't know if it goes through semen.
They're saying it doesn't go through semen. Yes.
I don't think so.
But
if somebody else was just sucking that penis, though, their spit would be in your mouth.
But if a person with coronavirus coughs directly into your vagina and you queef it out. could you give it to the next person who's catching the queef?
If their mouth is down there.
Yeah, if you're playing catch the queef.
Yes, I think you could get coronavirus that way. Hmm. Yeah.
And where did you go to middle school?
I went to Mescadil school. In the street.
I have to drink some water.
And in an abandoned iron mill in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
All right, so let's talk about something positive to end it, because good put is technically this whole show was supposed to be about positive vibes. What are we doing to stay positive during this time period? Just trying to get, let me just get one more hit of pudding. This is the worst scoop of pudding so far.
Oh,
I'm getting it all over my computer. I'm getting it all over my microphone. I am officially done with this pudding now.
Okay, I'll have one more.
Oh, I just got another chill.
Okay.
Maybe I'm allergic.
I think it's just poison, probably.
I eat poison all the time. It's called booze. I love it.
Yeah, our bodies are acclimated to that, though. We don't have a lot of junky food. We, like, make fresh food and shit.
You're very good at making fresh food.
I'm not. But HelloFresh has really made easier for me in the kitchen.
But you really, you've been nailing.
Well, thanks, baby. I can only cook if I'm given instructions in that way, because I'm not great in the kitchen. But that is actually one of the things that has been making me feel relaxed during this time is we started getting Legos again, which was something fucking Holden got me to do.
You love Legos.
I do.
And this has been a thing. I've been watching you in your world. Like, you're a little Michelangelo in there. What's a famous architect? Francis Scott Key?
Frank Lloyd Wright, maybe, is that what you're thinking of?
Yes. But I think Francis Scott Key wrote the...
He wrote...
Did he write...
I think so.
I think he was on Chinese Democracy. I think he actually wrote a couple of songs for Chinese Democracy.
I can't listen to that album.
So explain your... Like, do you feel like a lordess? Like, do you feel like a goddess over a small world that you slowly build, smashing them with your feet, pushing the little Lego people between your breasts?
This is, again, your because you like to play Civ, which is about domination. Mm-hmm. This, to me, is more about not having to come up with anything creative. I really like, that's why I like the HelloFresh. It just tells you exactly what you need to do. It gives you the amounts. That's the same with Legos. You just see the pieces and it goes, put this one here and this one here and this one here. It's like, I think the same idea as doing a puzzle where you just are following directions and there's no creative thought to it.
This is how people end up in cults, though.
What?
With the idea of Lord, take the wheel.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think we all need those moments in time.
Yes.
To take a break from creative thought.
I believe it. I think that you have to have, like, no brain time.
Yeah, exactly.
We talk about this all the time. It's important to have these kind of, you know, you should have seen me in my office, hard at work today. Just looking at leaves out the window, because it's important to create that white space for the ideas to come in.
I think that's wonderful that you
because
did that.
Because I'm staring at these leaves. Yeah, sure. For a while, it looks like I have a brain tumor.
I don't care. But those people judging.
The million-dollar idea, you don't know when it's going to come in.
Mm-mm.
You know what I was thinking about? Okay. Pretzels,
uh-huh.
Right? But they're like, you put hot dogs in them like you normally do with oh my God, picking a blanket.
Uh-huh.
But instead, crafted hot dog, like whatever the batter for that makes a hot dog, the tube meat that's in there, right? That meat batter. Line the entire inside of a pretzel with it.
Wait, what? I thought the outside of a hot dog was like intestines or something.
On the good ones, when they pump them in to the real
that's
gut.
That's not how normal hot dogs are made.
No, not outside of Bavaria. And not unless you go to some super hipster hot dog place, and that movement has died down.
Well, what is that, the outside of a hot dog then?
It's plastic that you can eat. I think
it could.
It's some kind of filament.
But you want it inside of a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
Like a stuffed pretzel?
Like a stuffed pretzel with hot dog meat that you can break off into chunks and dip into your mustard.
I mean, I'm sure people would eat the fuck out of that.
This is what I'm saying. And yeah, it took a little bit of time to think of that instead of all the other work I'm supposed to be doing. But
you need to just pace yourself. It's good to look out
the window.
Work's
gotta make work. Money makes money.
Right.
And that's what that is. Use what you got already. Do I have the hot dog batter? No, I don't. Do I have a pretzel supplier? Not yet. But that's why I have this show. if you were a person that has access to some sort of vat of hot dog batter and pretzel material.
It can't just be hot dog batter that's in your house, though. You have to have a factory or somewhere where it's like sanitary.
That's my beautiful wife speaking. This is the idea man speaking, and he said, I'll take whatever it is as long as it's not. If I don't have a lot of overhead, I'll take it. Okay? But I'll have it now. Listen, Natalie, you're not even going to see this hot dog batter.
Well, I'm certainly not.
Well, but you're going to all, but you'll see the benefits, won't you?
I'll see the benefits of the pretzels. Give me some of those pretzels without the hot dogs.
Yeah, you're a bad girl for pretzels. You're one of those, you're a bad girl. Even though you're the tightest woman in the world.
I don't think that's
you're the tightest woman in the world. You're always in the sky. You're always doing... Natalie does these exercises. Like, I'll go and watch her exercise through the keyhole when she goes to the other room.
You don't have to do that.
I just watch. I watch for as long as I can, if I can be there without entering.
I'm your wife. You can just look.
I do sometimes. But you have those exercises where you stick your legs up in the air and you just go... and it's just like... Well, you don't even move an inch. You go like,
oh yeah.
You can't see my hands movements go, but it's like the legs barely move. And I was like, how's the exercise? And you're like, you try to explain the muscular systems of the body and how like you're tensing all these things. And I'm just like, I don't.
You got to, for doing contortion and stuff, you have to work on like intrinsic muscles and tiny little pieces that you miss out with little, like the bigger exercises.
And everybody knows Intrinsic Muscles is the new follow-up album that Guns N' Roses did since Chinese Democracy.
Do you know how psyched I would be if Guns N' Roses had an album called Intrinsic Muscles?
They are, I think they're recording again.
I hope so.
They said they're all trying to get together. They're all trying to enjoy each other again.
You know, I love Axl and Slash. I love them all.
I love them all. But you don't follow Slash on Instagram like I do.
I don't.
Slash is fun on Instagram. He likes a lot of graphic pictures of nude women.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, with Guns N' Roses, they're pretty chill. But sometimes, you know, you the people that you look to as heroes, if you look too long, then you're like, oh, no, you like 13-year-old girls.
Nah.
But they don't do that. Axl's actually very politically... outspoken in a good way.
He's been doing well.
Yeah.
He has been doing well.
But they're poets. That's why. It's not like normal hair metal.
But you love GNR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. But you explain to me some of these exercises I just don't understand but then I look at you and you look fantastic. So they're doing something. You sit in there for 45 minutes, except you were doing the hop the other day. Were you doing like old Russian, like tumbling?
I mean, I do tumbling a lot. I don't know which one you're talking about, but...
You were doing something. It made a lot of noise.
I do a lot of contortion training, which is probably looks like tumbling sometimes.
No, you were doing one thing where I just heard... from the other room, where it just sounded like you were rolling around like a barrel.
I just think that that's what I'm always doing, but...
Yeah, you got a lot of exercises. There's just so many exercises that I don't understand.
I like... Well, like, to contort and do creature work, you have to be able to, like, make your body do a bunch of weird things.
Well, you're the only creature that I love.
Oh, thanks, babe.
I wish that I could replicate you. But I don't know if I can handle it.
That would be very upsetting, I think.
I'm just saying, just in case if the main one ever passes,
whoa,
then you have a backup. I have a backup, Natalie.
That's technically very romantic.
Thank you. I had several people write at me very mad because I explained on Side Stories about the idea of being into cloning Wendy. And people have been really upset because they're like, it doesn't make the same dog. And it's like, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like that idea either.
I think it's just cute as hell.
It is adorable.
If we had five Wendys.
Yeah, but it's not going to be Wendy. They look a little different. And then it'd be sort of like a robot version, not a robot. What's it called?
But you'd make one. You train one to be an attack dog. You train one.
It'd be like
more
a
natural Wendy.
Be like an Uncanny Valley version of Wendy.
Yeah, where she'd like sit and stare all the time and like do stuff where like she's learning how to read.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or we just find her at the top of the closet and she's just looking down at us. We realize she's been spying on us all day.
But then we start dropping people off and dropping her off at people's houses and giving Wendy's as gifts.
And then they just keep showing back up at our door.
Yep. I mean, this is great. I honestly think all of this is cute as hell.
You're right. I mean, it would be adorable.
Well, my beautiful wife, I think we're at the end of this episode. Now tell me, is there something you want to plug? You got something you want to plug?
Well, since we're all homebound. The only thing we're doing right now is podcasts.
Yep.
But you can check out page 7 with me and, I don't know, this woman you may have heard of before, known as your sister, Jackie Zabrowski and Holden McNeely. And
you've been doing what?
What? And then I have a new show coming out soon, so that'll keep your eyes peeled for that. I'm very excited to be premiering that soon.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited for people to see what you're working on.
Yeah. Me too. Because I'm real fucking tired of doing the work.
You're scaring me.
Yeah.
But that's what love is, isn't it?
It is. Love is very scary.
Love is a mixture of fear, trust, loving on your beautiful body. Having HelloFreshes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, HelloFresh. Send us more money on HelloFresh.
Please.
And it's about knowing that you have somebody guaranteed that's going to take care of you when you can't wash yourself anymore.
That's right. That's what it's really all about, isn't it?
But the thing is that it'll be nice for me because I wouldn't mind washing you.
Thank you. But I'm going to try to stay pretty sharp. So I might be the one that's caregiving.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Well, no, I'm going to let myself go. Yeah. Because my goal is to then just try to get towards the, hopefully I'll either have great insurance or I can have the robot parts that I want when he's got to go outside. All right. Thank you for listening to Good Pud, the home of Good Pud, an even better conversation. We'll be back as soon as humanly possible, probably with my sister, because I got to, because it seems to be contractually bound.
By blood.
By blood. Goodbye. Thank you, Patreon. Bye.
Bye.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
But I'm hungry now. 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 Now.